Hi, the name's New Bronner, Dion New Bronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership, where I chew the fat with guests from many walks of life. Yep, I ponder the big questions, and we play around with some less significant ones too. I sometimes unpick the practice of leadership, delving into what it means to many. We laugh and we explore what it is to live with purpose and meaning. I hope you find the chat as useful as I have having it. Life, purpose, leadership. Anxiety and the art of doing nothing. In this episode, I talk about how our brain is telling us to do something about our anxiety immediately to keep us safe. I suggest the problem with doing something about the anxiety is that it creates more anxiety later. And I propose when we stop attending to our anxiety, we train our brain that the situation isn't important. Anxiety and the art of doing nothing. When I feel anxious, my brain tells me I'm in danger. In fact, it's trying to tell me that I'm in danger right this very second, and that I need to do something about it immediately to keep myself safe. I have experienced this kind of feeling for more than 12 months now. It's debilitating at best, and at worst, I've contemplated suicide. Because anxiety is uncomfortable. That's exactly what most people do when they feel anxious. They feel they need to do something to make themselves feel better right now. This is understandable. I know I have wanted to make myself feel better, because when I feel anxious, it feels urgent, important, necessary, safe, and responsible to do something about the perceived danger. But what I've noticed is that there is a problem with this approach. Even though doing something might work right now, it creates more anxiety later. So what I mean is that short-term avoidance of anxiety leads to long-term maintenance of anxiety. To put it in simple terms, when you do something to resolve anxiety, your brain learns that the thing it thought was dangerous really was dangerous, and that the only reason you survived was because your brain gave you anxiety and you did something about it. So what's the best thing to do in response to anxiety? Well, I have found it is deceptively simple. Nothing. The best thing to do when we feel anxious is to do nothing at all about the anxiety or perceived danger. Instead, move on with whatever you're actually doing in the moment, at that time. Don't even give the anxiety the time of day. In other words, be dismissive towards it. Kick it to the curb. This is, of course, very hard to do when your brain is screaming at you, "That's a really big problem. It's important. The danger is right in front of you." But the good news is that if you consistently do nothing, your brain is actually really good at starting to filter out the anxiety and noise. I liken it to when I was a child and my brother used to tease me. If I totally ignored him or consistently ignored him, over time he would eventually stop his teasing. Think of it another way. Imagine you're a CEO of a big company. Let's say the head of manufacturing comes to you and says, "Yo, boss, we've got a big problem down in the factory. A bunch of the machines are broken. We need your help. What do we do?" Let's say your response is, "Whoa, that does sound like a big problem. That really is important. So I'll cancel my plans for the day and I'll come down to the factory and help you personally to solve the problem." Well, the next time there's a problem in the factory, what is the head of manufacturing going to do? They're going to come to you with it again. Now let's say the same thing happens, but you have a different response. The head of manufacturing comes to you and says, "Yo, boss, we've got a big problem down in the factory. A bunch of the machines are broken. We need your help. What do we do?" Now let's say your response is, "That's your job. I've got more important things to deal with right now. You can go and figure that out yourself." The next time there's a problem at the factory, what is the head of manufacturing going to do? They're not going to bother you. They'll keep the problem to themselves and fix it on their own. So our brains work in the same way. When we attend to anxiety, it assumes the situation is really important and that you want it to be brought to your attention. So it brings it to your attention more in the future. When we stop attending to it, it assumes the situation is not important, and it stops bringing similar situations to your attention in the future. The art of doing nothing when you feel anxious. Try it out for a while and see what happens when your brain makes you anxious and insists that it really is important that you do something about it right away. See what happens if you ignore it and get back to whatever it is that you're actually doing in that present moment. So I'm saying redirect your attention and mental effort towards that rather than the anxiety. Over time, if you do this consistently, your brain will start to filter the anxious content out. I know, I've done it. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Be kind to yourself. And hey, this is one way to be kinder to yourself. So that's it. The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership. If you liked what you heard and want to share it, please feel free. If you like the show a lot, please let me know by writing a comment on the platform you use to find the show. Thanks. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.